fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 24th of July. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to try out merino wool socks. Yes, I know it's summertime. I know it's hot. I know it's counterintuitive to even consider putting on wool socks when it's hot. Hey, check it out. I've been wearing merino wool socks year long, whether it's 10 degrees or 110 degrees. They keep my feet cool and dry in the summer and warm and dry in the winter. And they'll most likely do the same thing for you. Plus a couple of bonuses. They don't itch. The wool fibers are much longer than normal wool. And, well, it seems like they last forever. It's just, I get incredible wear out of these things. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room. My friend, Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest to understand, comprehend, learn the true threat, the true nature of the international communist conspiracy to Western civilization. His website's jrnyquist.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, as we speak, he may be done now, Robert Mueller has been testifying in front of Congress, apparently making a complete fool of himself, according to some of the early reports I've seen, which is good. I'm glad to hear that, glad to see that. The Democrats, I think, have probably already concluded it was a huge mistake having him come before them, and the Republicans at this point are probably really glad that he did. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, well, you know, once you start looking at it, it's sort of like... You know, the old saying, if you knew how your sausage was made, you wouldn't want to eat it. Well, if you knew how these investigators worked, then you wouldn't want anything to do with their investigation. And, yeah, the Democrats probably made a mistake. Because what I hear, my ear to the ground, is there's all kinds of things that are going to be coming out about this. And it's not going to look good for the Democrats or Mueller or the FBI. I don't know if you saw the Dan Bongino show the other day, on Monday. But over the weekend, the interesting thing he caught on to was this piece by Paul Sperry, in which Paul Sperry revealed the identity of somebody that Comey had planted in the White House as a cyber tech who was still on the FBI payroll when he placed him there. And this guy had also been working for the Daily Caller investigating the Trump-Russia, you know, the dirty dossier for the Daily Caller. So this guy's got a strange, I forget the guy's name now, but Dan Bongino was talking about him, you know, and that is, and it was like, he said it was a bombshell. And
well,
when you look at it, the FBI planting a spy in the White House, you know.
That's, off the top of my head, it's unethical. It's improper. I'm not sure it's illegal. It may be illegal, what was done there. It's wrong on the face of it, and I haven't had time to really analyze this and think about it too much. I really like Dan Bongino and his work. He's really a straight-up guy who does some excellent reporting. Former Secret Service agent, his book is titled Spygate, The Attempted Sabotage of Donald J. Trump. We'll have to look that up, Bongino's statements. And you say that was this past Sunday on his show?
It was Monday.
Monday, okay. Okay, because he does a lot of guests. He has his own show, and he does a lot of guest appearances, too, on Fox News.
Yeah. So this thing's unfolding, and I think that we don't really even have, the full thing yet. But I've got a feeling, given that next year's an election year, that the Democrats are going to be absolutely hammered when these things start to emerge. And the Republicans are investigating. The Senate hasn't stopped its investigations. And the House, is doing its thing, of course. You've got the squad in the House, this bizarre, thing, what we see emerging, poking its head out from under the cover of the so-called moderateness of the Democratic Party, is you've got these communist women, and they're communists. Ilhan Omar, if she's a Muslim, she's also a communist, because she, all you have to do is listen to her or watch her, this is coming from the far left.
Right.
And her her cousin's what, the Somali dictator, now they're saying that her actual last name is not Omar, that she's part of this family that did the genocide in Somalia. Have you heard this?
Not yet, no. This is news to me.
Oh, good grief. Yes, it's going to come out. So these are bad people. I mean, when you find the Democratic Party is going to be smeared with its own the scandals that are coming out about the Democrats are going to be crushing in the next year. It's hard to imagine that it can even be held off that long. I mean, and it's going to just snowball from there. I mean,
well,
and Democrats are running from the Democratic Party. They're looking and going, well, wait a minute, this isn't what I signed up for.
Kind of funny you should mention that. I'm an elected official in my county. I'm a Republican committeeman for my township, Osage Township. We had our Republican Central Committee meeting last week, and I sat right next to an attorney who is the secretary of our Central Committee, who used to be a Democrat. Used to be. He woke up to the errors of his ways, and he is now a Republican, and proud to be a Republican, and proud to no longer be part of the party that wants to kill our babies, take our guns, and have criminals come freely across our borders. The election is only 15 months away. It'll be 2020 in 6 months. The election is 15 months away. This time will fly by, won't it?
Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I mean, this is going to be maybe one of the most interesting political seasons, pre-election political seasons we've ever seen. And to see this group running, the Democratic Party, afraid to speak against the extreme left and wanting to be identified with them to pick up their votes. I mean, this is unprecedented. Do they realize that they are being bullied by a tiny group of people that has nothing to do with this country, that are enemies with this country? Well, I suppose some of them do.
They live. Their worldview is in a make-believe bubble, and that excludes 95% of the real estate of this country, which is red. They live in that little blue bubble, which occupies maybe 7 or 8% of the real estate of this country at the most. That bubble is in the process of being burst big time, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and you know, the other thing is that the socialists in New York and the Communist Party USA is preparing to publish a new edition or of the collected works of Marx and Engels, and they're partnering up with a Russian government agency that is the one that is behind, well, you've heard this name before, Progress Publishers in Moscow. Why is the Russian government sending its publishing house to team up with the New York publishing house to publish this new English edition of the works of Marx and Engels that the socialists in New York are getting all excited about? The former Brecht Forum, I think it's called the Brooklyn Commons now. It's a communist group, really. They published The Independent. If you look in The Independent, I think it's the most recent. The Independent is their publication. It's a communist publication. And they're talking about how wonderful it is that this new edition of the works of Marx and Engels are. And if you read the article, they're admitting that they're doing it with the help of the Russian government.
So I came to a conclusion decades ago that people, the true believers in Marxism, that there's a psychosis going on. They basically hate themselves, quite frankly. I knew a young woman. She was a graduate of an Ivy League university, very attractive, upper middle class, beautiful woman, about 24 years old. She had become indoctrinated in Marxism while she was in university, and she intentionally moved to a lower class white neighborhood and wanted to ingratiate herself with the downtrodden. In order to accomplish that, she no longer exercised the normal hygienic and beauty standards that she grew up with, electing to no longer do that. And within a relatively short time, within 8 to 10 years, she looked just like the people she wanted to ingratiate herself with due to poor hygiene and so forth. It was really a tragic situation, but these people really do hate themselves, don't they, Jeff?
Well, they certainly hate the rest of us, and I suppose when somebody hates everybody, they start with themselves, so it makes sense that they would. I mean, it's bizarre, but, you know, you were talking about one of the things that really caught my attention is that, you know, why do we call the conservative states red and the left-wing states blue? You know, supposedly the ones that vote left are blue and the ones that vote right are red. Why didn't they call it the other way around? And of course, I think it's rather obvious because the same people that are calling Trump a racist and screaming for impeachment are these same socialists in New York who are collaborating with the Russians to publish the collected works of Marx and Engels. So think about that for a minute. Wait a minute. They're colluding with the Russians to produce communist literature in the United States and spread it around, and they're saying Trump needs to be impeached because he's colluding with the Russians, and supposedly Trump is a racist. Now that's interesting to me, because if you really examine, you go, wait a minute, that's inconsistent. You're colluding with the Russians, not Trump. Wait a minute, what game are you at? Why aren't we calling the blue states red and the red states blue? What kind of game is this? Where suddenly the communists are the cool people. And they're not red anymore. Trump is red, and he's colluding with Russia. See, that just fascinates me that they can actually get away with a hoax on that scale that can be converted into sort of this political two-card money thing. It's weird.
It is. But out here in the heartland, away from the coast, we know what's going on. There is an intuitive level of knowledge among people out here in the heartland of who's right and who's wrong. And they're not being fooled by the mass media. They simply aren't. And they will continue, as I've been saying now since November 2018, the Democrats will continue to make complete fools, complete idiots of themselves up until the day of the election. And Donald Trump will be reelected. There's a strong likelihood that the Republicans may once again regain control of the House. I don't know how that's going to go, but we'll certainly pick up seats in the Senate. And they know it's game over in terms of winning at the ballot box through fraud and deception, don't they, Jeff?
Well, it's looking very much like it because, you know, what I'm hearing, ears to the ground, is that there are more Democrats waking up this time around saying, wait a minute, this is not what I should be for. These people are crazy, and they're doing it themselves, I think. And Trump's strategy here, how do you like this strategy? This crazy squad come out saying Nancy Pelosi is a racist, and Trump defends Nancy Pelosi, who then and attacks them, and then Nancy Pelosi has to get with them. So, I mean, it was brilliant. He just forced them into each other's arms, into acknowledging what they all are. And it was like a provocation, a classic provocatio, as the Russians call it. And Trump plays that game all the time, and they fall for it all the time. So, well, there's some kind of stupidity there, too.
Jeff, they can't change the communist, socialist, Democrats, Muslims. They can't change who they are. They can't change their tactics. And Donald Trump understands this and knows it, and he just keeps playing them like a cheap violin, doesn't he?
It does seem so, and I'm seeing from some of the commentators on the left, they're starting to realize it too. They're starting to say, "Wait a minute, he did that on purpose. Wait a minute, that wasn't stupid. That was brilliant." And I watched this one broadcaster. He was saying, "Well, do you think he's doing it on purpose?" And the guy said, "Yeah, well, I'm coming to that conclusion. He's doing it on purpose, and it's working."
Well, after more than 3 years, when did he announce his presidency? Would it be 2017? I don't recall.
I think 2015. Trump announced his candidacy.
Okay. Well, it's only taken him 4 years to figure it out, and that's just some of the communist, Marxist, socialist, Democrats who are. Have enough freedom of thought, intellectual cognitivity to figure this out and talk about it, but they will be lone voices that won't be paid attention to by most of their comrades, correct?
Yeah, because they're basically reading off of a propaganda script, and they don't think for themselves. You know, they can only repeat certain phrases. Trump is a racist. Trump colluded with the Russians, you know, over and over again. It's like, can you say something different? It's like those dolls. Remember when we were kids, they had these dolls that you pulled the string out the back. Your sister had them, and she pulled the string, and the doll would say this line. But it would be right. The same thing the doll would say every time you pulled the string. They're just like these dolls from the 60s with the little string in the back.
Right. Right, I remember those dials. They were, at the time, they were thought of as pretty cutting edge technology. But you're right. They have the same playbook. They repeat the same phrases over and over again, which plays well among their fellow comrades. But most of America has caught on to this. They understand who the opposition is. They may not know the details and nuances that you and I do, but they don't need to understand all the nuances. All they need to know is that the Democrats want to kill their babies, take their guns, and let criminals across the borders and take away their health insurance. That's all they need to know, and that's enough. That's enough right there. They don't need to know anything else, do they?
Or go to their local emergency room and see what has happened.
Exactly. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 24th of July. We're going on a cruise. It's not posted yet. Block out these dates on your calendar. February 9th, leaving Cape Canaveral, returning the following Saturday, February 16th. We'll get the details posted at my website towards the end of the week, maybe next week. It's still early. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.com. Jeff, how's that article coming that you've been working on, sir?
Well, I'm going to post it tonight.
Outstanding.
So it's going to be posted tonight, yes.
Now, that'll be at which locations will it be posted?
At jrnyquist.com. At jrnyquist.com. Okay. It's about Dinah West Red Thread, and I think people should read it. It talks about the squad, and it kind of updates everything. And I think the thing we need now is orientation, to be oriented to who the enemy is and what they're doing, because it is we're in a war. It's an ideological. It's a war of ideas, but it could easily become more than that. So people need to be tuned in.
Absolutely. Will this article also be published at the Epoch Times, sir?
No, I'm not gonna. It's sort of an opinion piece that's a little bit too hard hitting, maybe for another publication. So.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a question or comment for us, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Jeff, my Tuesday guest, Steve Ben-Noon, he's former CIA. I was asking him about direct command and control linkage between the Iranian sleeper cells and Moscow. He's looking into it. My belief is that there's a high likelihood that there is direct command and control linkage between the Iranian sleeper cells, of which there are probably many dozens in this country, and the Moscow, the FSB, it used to be the KGB. Do you have an opinion on that, sir?
Well, I know that the leaders, the ruling clerics in Iran, a large number of them were educated at Moscow State University, including Ayatollah Khamenei, who was educated there. Some intelligence experts in this country believe that those Iranian clerics are agents of Moscow, and they have been ever since they went to college there. I mean, it is, you know, Moscow State University, Patrice Lumumba, is a place where third world people from non-first world countries were recruited by the KGB and in years past. And there's a funny coordination, you know. Iran and Russia have been coordinating since Soviet days. Why are all the weapons that the Romanians buy, and why are there, you know, from Russia, and why are all their nuclear engineers trained in Russia? What's going on there? Why is the Russians backing them? So the idea that the Russians would have command control over their commandos, well, yeah, maybe in World War III that arrangement has been made. If there's going to be a big war, that the Russians are going to have command and control over some of the Iranian operations.
Well, it would make sense. It fits. They have mutual goals. They have mutual ways to attain those goals. Russian Spetsnaz sleeper cells and Iranian sleeper cells. It would just make sense to coordinate at the very highest level. These two groups of men, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah. It's not only would it make sense for them to coordinate, but perhaps the Russians would not feel comfortable giving advanced weapons, like, you know, they sold their S-300 missile system to the Iranians and more. And if the Russians would probably make as a condition, you know, you can't do certain things without us knowing about it or coordinating with us.
Well, the Russians are shrewd negotiators, to say the least, and of course they're going to negotiate to get the outcome that they're looking for. My friend Dave Hodges has been writing about Red Dawn for quite a while. My belief is that it would begin with what it would appear to be a spontaneous civil disorder, which in fact would be highly orchestrated and well-organized civil disorder. What do you think, sir?
There's a KGB officer named Igor Panarin in Moscow who for more than 20 years has been lecturing KGB officers in their academy there, and how the United States is vulnerable to civil war, and how a civil war could be made inevitable in the United States.
Hold that thought. We got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 24th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. As I frequently say, now smartphone compatible, that was a challenge, quite frankly. If you need gold coins and silver coins, at the top of my homepage, there's a red box with a gold X in through the middle. It looks like a nice little Christmas package. Just click on that, and you'll get to contact there with Steve Hunt. And he can help you get some nice free publications to help you understand how and why and when to invest in gold and silver coins. And he'll help you in any way he can to do it and do it the right way. Also on our website, we've got some interesting articles that are pertinent to our topics right now. My article on the possible coming Second Civil War, that's something I wrote myself. Right below that, the speech by the highest-ranking military man in the People's Republic of China, meant for private consumption by high-ranking Chinese military officers. We got a copy of it. It's been translated. Very important stuff. Right next to that, open-source intelligence, prepared daily by a former counterintelligence agent. There's a lot there to educate yourself on, and it's renewed every day. That open-source intelligence is new every day of the week. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain or joint pain, you need an energy cleaner. You really do. We need healthy, energetic, pain-free Americans to make America great and keep America great. The energy cleaner will help. $285 shipping included. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. So check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to a little country post office in Cherryville, Missouri, and they go out, priority mail, signature confirmation. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa at thelibertyman.com, or you can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Jeff, you're getting quite a following here on my show, and I know men and women going on this cruise would love to meet you and talk to you privately. The cruise that leaves Cape Canaveral February the 9th. If you can fit it into your schedule, you would have a lot of good company there, sir.
It's February of next year.
Yes, 2020. It's about 7 months away.
Well,
yep.
Well, maybe. It might be possible. I'd have to. I wouldn't know for another month or two. But,
okay.
How many days is the cruise?
We leave Saturday the 9th, return Saturday the 16th.
Okay, so it's just a week. Yeah, I might
right,
be able to do it, sure.
That'd be great. Well, we'll look forward to hearing from you in a couple of months on that. Jeff, our job is to bring to people's attention things that are important, things that are pertinent, so that they in turn can make informed decisions. They in turn can inform their friends and family, correct?
Yeah.
Hello, Jeff.
Well, it's... Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's our job. And, ladies and gentlemen, you can educate yourself. It doesn't cost you anything. Go to Jeff's website, jrnyquist.com. There's a link on my website. Start reading Jeff's articles. That's a good beginning point. It won't cost you a penny. Moving on from there, I highly suggest you get Jeff's books and read them. That'll cost you a little bit, but it'll be a small price to pay to really get an in-depth education, won't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it's an education, all right. And there's, you know, it's a constant for me, even. I've been doing this for more than 30 years, and I'm learning all the time. There's always things to learn.
Well, what I keep learning is, first of all, giving credit where credit is due. The people who are our enemies at the leadership level, the communists, socialists, Democrats, Muslims, giving credit where credit is due, these are brilliant people that have a deep understanding of human nature and how to manipulate it, don't they, sir?
Oh, they really do. You know, if you look at Machiavelli, Machiavelli's got nothing on these people. I mean, Machiavelli was a Boy Scout compared to these people.
That's
their,
right.
Their deviousness, I mean, their criminality, their... You know, people used to say to Lenin, why are you hanging out with criminals? Why aren't you hanging out with all these, you know, these other people, these intellectuals and these workers and stuff? And Lenin said, well, I can't make a revolution with them. I need criminals to make a real revolution.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's often said, not often said, but I've heard it said, that a criminal by himself is just a criminal. A criminal and an attorney is a revolution.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, they're devious, they're smart, they're determined, they've got substantial resources, and I found out this past Tuesday talking to Steve Ben-Noon that the Israeli government is already looking to have a place next to Communist China once they take over the world, because they have to have a plan B also. Plan A is for Israel to be our ally, and they are our close ally and our friend. Plan B is what to do once the United States has been invaded and taken over, which Israel can't stop that. So they need to have a plan B in order to ensure their own survival, don't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody should have a plan B in case. Of course, I don't know if the United States goes down that anybody's going to be able to survive at all.
Good point. And getting in bed with the Communist Chinese is not wise, because they will prevail, and they will not honor in any agreement. Our U.S. manufacturers working with China have learned the hard way that there's no honor in doing among the people they're doing business with in China. They will steal what you've got and not even thank you for it.
Yeah, that's right. No, there's a big misunderstanding in this country about the nature of our China trade and the nature of the Chinese government's motivations for trade and the nature of the Chinese economy. They don't realize that the Chinese economy is managed at every level by agents of the Communist Party of China, and that it's managed for the purposes of getting the country ready for a future war with America.
That's right.
That all the trade is merely a trade war to weaken us in advance of a war, and to strengthen them in advance of a war.
Weaken us and gain them a bucket full of money in order to wage this future war, which you and I have talked about this before. It's been a couple of weeks. Right now, on the 24th day of July, the United States of America will never be weaker. And right now, on the 24th of July, the communist enemies will never be stronger. This is the sooner they strike, the more likelihood they have of success, because five more years of Donald Trump will bring our military back up to a formidable adversary, won't it?
Yeah, and you mentioned civil war before, and you mentioned Chi Hao Chen's speech. They need to activate the radical left here in this country. They need to take a stab at disrupting us, disrupting our election, disrupting our economy, because they need to do anything to throw a monkey wrench into the rebuilding of the U.S. military. If they can do that, if they can stop our economy, they can blame Donald Trump, and the squad can come to power, you know, so to speak, and you just watch what happens then. Who do you think runs concentration camps and murder camps in these countries? The Lao guy, the Gulag Archipelago and the Soviet Union. What kind of people do you think ran those camps? You know, it's basically hang the Kulak people in Russia, and it's the
right.
Get rid
right.
of the middle peasants in China. You know, it's anybody who's prosperous, you know, go to the camp.
Right.
You got to be reeducated.
Right. Well, a Kulak, these were farmers in Ukraine who owned 20 acres of land. Now, you can't really find a parcel that small in my neighborhood, 20 acres. And they considered, and the threat the Kulaks presented was that they were independent. They did not need or want what the communists were offering, because that 20 acres of land allowed them to be financially independent of anything the communists offered, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And once people are financially independent, they are politically independent, and they can vote, or they can, you know, they can organize to put influence on the government. And the government, like the Soviet government, did not want that to happen. They were afraid. All the communists were afraid of peasants, basically people who were peasants with 20 acres. They were afraid of them.
Well, they were treated as if they were land barons, these farmers with 20 acres. And the animosity in Ukraine runs heavy and runs deep. There are still men and women who were alive during that time. They were youngsters and teenagers when their fathers and grandfathers were taken away to Siberia, never to be seen again. So this animosity is based on reality. It's based on firsthand observations and living it. And the people in Ukraine absolutely hate the Russians, and they still do, and they should, for what the Russians did to them.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't tell you, but I've had grown Ukrainian men recounting what happened to their grandparents in tears, break down and sob right in front of me.
Of course.
That's how real this is, yeah.
Well, of course it's real. It took place right in front of them. It's just like, and when you tell a story, your subconscious can't tell the difference between telling this story now and living it 40 or 50 years before. Your subconscious can't tell the difference. That's why they break down in tears.
Yeah.
So this is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is coming. It's here right now. The Russian Spetsnaz sleeper cells are here right now. The Iranian sleeper cells are here right now. This is not some future event that may or may not take place. These sleeper cells are here. They wake up every morning. They have their ham and eggs, unless they're Muslims, of course. Well, I've known Muslims that eat ham, as far as that goes. But they're here, and they're trained, they're equipped, and they're determined, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And the same hatred they had for the Kulaks back in 1929 is the hatred that they have for us. We are the Kulaks to them now.
Some will have a heartfelt hatred. Others will just be going along to get along. At the leadership level, they probably go through very diagnostic protocols to make sure they really do have that hatred in their heart, don't they?
Yeah, they do. and they are steeped in the history of their party. They know very well what all this means. The leaders, they know. And they know that if the United States exists, just like the people in Stalin's day knew it, that if the Kulaks continued to exist, it would mean the destruction of the Bolshevik regime. So they know that if America continues to exist, they cannot continue to exist forever. Because the very existence, the example of the United States, shames them every single day of the year.
Of course it does. Of course it does. And the difference in one way of governing and another is right there at our southern border. You cross one part of miserable, dry, barren desert where it's thriving economically in the United States. You step a line over the line into another barren, dry, miserable part of the desert, and it's economically deprived. What's the difference? Well, the difference is how the governments are run and liberty, isn't it?
It is exactly the difference. Mexico is a socialist country. It's following socialist. Even if they're not overtly Marxist, they're socialist. And that's what happens. When you follow that recipe, that's what you get. And they want everybody to follow. It's like a religion. They want people to believe in it. People want to believe. This is the salvation of mankind through socialism. Through politics, through activism, and when you see that squad up there, you can see those younger ladies there. They're animated with it. They're filled with it. It is inside of them, and their hatred is the hatred that the socialists feel. And you better believe they hate us. They do. You just listen to them. Their code words are telling you about how they hate us and what they want to do to us. If you just listen to it. You know, they talk about a dog whistle. All these things from the left are dog whistles. They're the ones that invented dog whistling. Because only the communists, they speak to their own cadre in a language that you and I are not supposed to understand. But if you learn how to hear it, you can understand it.
That's right. That's right. Well, what would be the best way for a person to get up to speed and understand the code language there, Jeff, in your opinion?
Well, read my website. Read some simple primers on Marx, you know, and Lenin, and get to know a little bit about what it is they are teaching.
We got a break coming up. Give us during the break. Get us the title of one primer that you would suggest that people get a hold of and read while we're on the break, if you could, sir.
Okay.
All right. And because we have readers. The exceptional thing about the listeners to the John Moore Radio Show is they actually read books, which most Americans don't read books. A friend of mine was in Ukraine, and he came back. He says, John, everybody was walking around with a book stuck in their back pocket. I don't know how close to true that was, but I think people in Europe, on the whole, probably do read more than Americans. What do you think?
Yes, probably.
I know it's illegal in most European countries to put sodium fluoride in drinking water, which is smart.
Yeah, I hope that hasn't really hurt us, but it may have done us in. I don't know.
It's hurt us in many ways. We don't have time to discuss that right now, but it is very harmful, and it continues to be. If I was king, I would make it illegal to put a poison in our drinking water. Break coming up here. If we've got time for maybe a quick call also. When we get back from the break, Jeff's going to have the title of a book that will help people. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerem Moore here with Jeff Nyquist on Wednesday, the 24th. Jeff, did you have a chance to find a good primer for people to get up to speed on these code words?
Yeah, the best book on Karl Marx is a biography, and I've been trying to rack in my brain to remember the name of the author. But he's a guy who did a biographies of Lenin and Marx and Hitler. What people should read is they should get a copy of the letters of Karl Marx I know that Amazon has an edition you can get through used bookstores that's in, it's got English and German, so that you could read the original German, because Marx wrote in German, of course. You can do both of these, and it's very important to get to know Marx as a person, and you kind of get to know what a person is like when you read their letters, and when you see the cynicism, and when you see that, then you can understand it. If you want to understand the code words, read my website, read the way I describe things. But if you want to get a basic primer on Karl Marx, read the book Disinformatia by the Romanian defector Ion Pacepa. Disinformation is the title of this book. It's published by WorldNet Daily Press.
The title is Disinformation?
I believe it's Disinformation is the title. It's by Ion Pacepa. Pacepa is Pacepa.
Okay.
And he wrote also a Red Horizon. But if you read his book on disinformation, he explains how active measures work, how they create the ideas that they place in the mind of the left, and how the left then spreads it everywhere. And he gives the definition of what it is they do. What it is propaganda is what the Soviet press produced during the Cold War.
Is this disinformation, the author, Pacepa, is that the name of the author, Pacepa?
Yeah, it's pronounced Pacepa, yeah.
Pacepa, okay, well, I got it.
I-O-N, his first name is I-O-N. He goes by Mike, if you know him. He's right. Mike Pacepa, okay. but it's in his books. It's I-O-N.
It's on Amazon, yeah. Hardcover, $25, Kindle, $10. The complete title is Disinformation, Former Spy Chief Reveals Secret Strategies for Undermining Freedom, Attacking Religion, and Promoting Terrorism, by Lieutenant General Pacepa.
Yeah, and Pacepa was the acting head of the Romanian Intelligence Service in some point in the Cold War in the latter 70s. I think he defected in 79 to the United States.
The book was published in 2013, so it's just 6 years old. Well, it looks like a good choice to get some good information along with your website. Jeff, we've got about 60 seconds. What information you want to get out in these last 60 seconds, sir?
Well, definitely to understand the strategies and the information strategy of the enemy in a book like this is to understand how they design their lies, why they make the lies the way they are, and how they put them across, and why it is it's so seductive. So it's important to understand those things, how these people believe this crazy stuff.
It's amazing. Jeff, thanks, sir. Have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.